guys. Welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Project X is a found footage comedy about a couple of anonymous high school kids who throw one of the wildest parties ever in an attempt to get popular. They succeed in both efforts, but getting there is a complete disaster. I talked with two of the stars of the film, Kirby Bliss Blanton and Alexis Knapp. Kirby had a small recurring role on the Nickelodeon series Zoey 101 and appeared on Unfabulous, the Disney Channel's Hannah Montana, and HBO's Entourage. She's soon going to be seen on MTV's Inbetweeners. Alexis will be seen in the comedy Pitch Perfect, which also stars Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow, as well as So Undercover, starring Miley Cyrus. They talked about how they got started auditioning for the movie, some really bad auditions, and of course, Project X. Hey guys, I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Kirby and Alexis.
How'd you guys get involved? What was the audition process like?
Alexis and I were kind of lucky. We just had our agents actually more involved. So I know there was
we came in the traditional way.
Yeah, there's a talent search for kind of non-actors, but we kind of did it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
We are actors.
The real way?
Yeah, the real way, if you will. The legitimate way.
Mm-hmm.
We both just kind of auditioned. I had gone in a bunch of times for this one character, and then they decided they want me for another character. Alexis kind of came in the end and swooped and got, like, a bunch of people pissed off at her because she had been through like one callback and everyone else had been through like 12. So, we were really lucky though.
We were, especially me.
Yeah.
So what was the audition process like for you? I mean, you swooped by.
I just signed with the CAA and I was like, all right, it's time to get serious, start the acting thing. And, They knew about Project X and they like requested to get me in on. First they were like, no, we really already have all our choices. We've had a million callbacks, and they really just kept pushing and pushing. So then they agreed for Seth Yunkowitz to put me on tape, and he's a great casting director. Tape for the producers. So from there they sent my tape to the producers, and then they called me back to where I met Kirby. It was like her 8th or 10th. Hey, what's up, buddy? Like 10th callback or something like that. And I remember, was it you or somebody else that was like, I don't remember you seeing you at the other callbacks. I don't know who it was.
That was literally almost 2 years ago.
I know.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Summer of 2010.
Actually, you know what? It was over 2 years ago because it was 2 years ago when we filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when we auditioned,
it was
like
July
a month.
And August, so it was not quite 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Almost. About 2 years.
It was crazy, which, I think working on it for such a long time obviously had its benefits, because now that we've seen the finished product, mm-hmm. even though we were completely anxious over the last 2 years and worried that it wasn't even going to come out, but it took a lot of time to make it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And the the online auditions, obviously you guys got some great people from it, but like, what'd you guys think about that when you first heard it?
It's a little strange, but I also think it's really, I think it's unique. I'm glad that they were not only adamant about finding new people, but were uninterested in the people that had done a lot. Which, we are never running into that. Usually, as actors, we find that the name or the established person gets a job, and we don't even get the chance anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God they let, some new kids, some new faces.
So fortunate.
Yeah.
It's also, it's much more satisfying for us, and it's more flattering, and it makes us feel more validated that, we got this job, and they were looking for everyone else in the world.
They looked through everyone.
I mean, not just actors in LA and New York, like everybody.
All over the place.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Just makes it even more rewarding. And we all are kind of new at this, so I think that made it, not only was it a bonding experience, because we're all kind of learning how this works, for all of us, but it also was just fun because, is that the rain?
It's a rain in the wind.
Wow. Oh my gosh. I'm not going to mess with that. Anyway, I don't know where my train of thought was going. The rain distracted me.
I think with unknown actors, like when you go into a movie like that, you don't go in expecting anything. You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, this, it's like you don't expect, oh, this is a certain star.
Well, yeah, and we're all kind of down to earth, and we were all willing to work really hard. Mm-hmm. And we had night shoots. So, yeah, you know, Alexis has mentioned a couple of times, the boys are completely unjaded by Hollywood. They are, you know, all of us are just totally, I don't know, we're not used to this side of it. You know, this is new for us. So it was really fun to work with people all. We were all on the same level. We were all just as excited to be here and just as willing to work hard and just as, you know, new to this kind of a thing. I mean, this is such a big feature for any of us to be involved in. Yeah. So, you know, we're all kind of, you know, just sitting back and being patient and seeing what everybody says, because we think it's a big deal. It's a huge deal for us. So we're kind of waiting. Once it hits theaters, we're seeing how everyone else will, you know, react to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we think it'll be huge, but, you know, knock on fake plastic wood.
Formica, something.
Exactly.
Now, Red, you guys rehearsed a lot?
We did like 2 weeks of rehearsal beforehand or something weird, because they were building the house, so we would go to the house. She scares me. We'll go to the house, and went to the living room, and we would just kind of run through the whole thing, you know? And during the process of that, some of the boys would kind of do some improv back and forth. And one of the scenes that I had gotten to rehearse with Thomas, we got to improv. And then the next day, we came to work, and, like, it was written on our side.
Oh, yeah?
We had improv. So I was like, yes, I'm a part of this film.
So from what you guys read in the script to, and I'm sure it was nuts, to when you guys filmed it, did the craziness grow even more and more?
It escalates, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Out of control.
Snowballs out of control.
Yeah. Did it start here, and then when you guys were actually on set, they're, like, elevated, like, okay, we want this to happen and this to happen. You know what I mean?
I know, personally, when I was reading it, I was never picturing it to be as insane and just as ludicrous as it turned out to be during the filming process.
I think a lot of the things, like, it took its own kind of toll once we started. The extras are just as involved, like, they're featured extras big time. You get close-ups of them.
They're so happy.
Exactly. And, you know, I think some of their stuff that they were just doing made it to the film.
Oh, cool.
Because we have this mentality, everyone's having such a good time. I mean, anything that they caught, you can't go to each extra and say, okay, you do this, you do this. They kind of have to just say, okay, this is where you are. Pretend you're at a party. But some of the extras took it a step further. This one girl peed behind the car, and that was totally just her peeing. And they caught it.
Yeah,
so,
it came from the camera, right?
Right, so it's like, you know, it did kind of take on its own. I mean, we didn't really have to further the chaos. It did kind of do that. We had to organize the chaos to make sure that no one got hurt.
We just sat back and let it grow.
Yeah.
And it did.
And it did. Big time. So, I mean, we would have days.
We were right on up.
When we first started doing the night shoots, it was just like 100 extras, and then 150, and then 200. We ended up at 300.
Wow.
So it escalated, for sure.
But I think for the wide shots, like, triple that amount.
Yeah, they did. I think they did that computerized, but still.
Maybe, yeah, because
I don't remember
how that many people on Warner Brothers Rent.
Yeah, but the wide shot looks amazing.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Where you filmed it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just had an audition there the other day.
That's crazy. Yeah. Are you an actor?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
for the middle.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, you guys shot this in chronological order, kind of?
Technically, the school stuff wasn't.
Yeah, it was all in chronological order, except for the beginning school stuff scene. We shot that at the very, very end.
Everything was sequential except for that.
Yeah.
And it helped us in you know, embodying our characters and really, like, seeing this monster grow by doing it in the right order. I hate it when it's harder in a film when you go out of order and you do this thing.
You're like thinking, okay, what was the last scene that I did before this? You're not.
Yeah. You're like, wait, where are we in the script? Has this happened yet? Nope. We don't have to deal with any of that. And for a first time actor, as such as myself,
it made our job easier.
So helpful.
How do you guys, how do you keep your energy up? I mean, it's basically one huge party. I mean, you're shooting for, what, 12, 15, 16 hours a day? And a lot of 5-hour energies?
We had a DJ. Yeah, I was going to say, I did start drinking coffee on that set.
Yeah.
I hadn't been a coffee drinker before then. There was a DJ, and he was playing music. There was a bunch of extras. They're all extremely excited to be there and be a part of it. So we kind of fed off of each other's energy. And I personally just get high off of being on set, but, like, I just want to work.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, we got exhausted, but what ended up happening ironically, we would get so tired, and I'd go home to go to sleep, and I'm still hyped up on adrenaline that I have to, like, force myself mm-hmm. to go to bed and turn the lights off. So it got kind of weird.
Yeah, I imagine.
Just because of the nocturnal.
Yeah, if you didn't black out curtains trying to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I did get blackout curtains.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was a total night shoot then?
Not totally. We did 2 full weeks of just nights, though.
Okay.
So we got used to it.
And it's kind of like the whole film is handheld footage, and you guys had like 2 cameras following you around each the whole time. So how does that affect like your blocking and stuff like that?
Sometimes we didn't know where a camera was, but I think that made it more organic.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. They captured real moments rather than, you know, staying on our mark and mm-hmm. feeling the light on your face. And
it's really a lot easier to work when you don't have a lens in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you can feel the lens in your face.
3, 2, spin, throw my arms out, mm-hmm. punch a guy in the face, camera will catch it all. And it gets punching anyone in the face.
Some of the extras had handhelds, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I know we used some of their footage during mm-hmm. the fire stuff.
Oh, cool.
More
cell phone yeah. videos.
The more gritty the footage is probably most likely
there's a lot of
a handy cam.
How'd you guys get your first agents?
It's a good question. When I was in Texas, I'm originally from Texas.
Oh, yeah, where at?
Just north of Houston, the Woodlands.
Okay.
So I kind of started doing, like, commercials and modeling. There was this small agency in Houston. It's actually very big now, Page Parks. And they had this talent search. And, you know, I remember asking my mom, like, what that was and if I was old enough to do it. And I was really excited. And I had met an L.A. agent there that said, you know what? I think you should come to L.A. And at first, my mom and I kind of would go back and forth. Like, we'd go out there and stay for a month. And I'd either book something or I'd get a call back or... At one point, we just decided if I'm going to do it, might as well commit.
You're good.
So we moved out there. Alexis,
how
did you get your agent?
CAA,
what is that, a band?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
that's pretty small, right?
That's really small agent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's just one guy in an office.
Yeah, yeah. I think it worked probably, yeah.
Well, I mean, CAA wasn't my first. They were the first for me when it came to when I actually cared. All my life I grew up in the arts, dancing, singing, 3 instruments played.
Really?
That was like my aspirations were always something on stage. I knew it would be something. I got this opportunity to come out to LA and perform all my talents, singing, dancing, acting, and modeling. I'd never done acting, never done modeling before. Except in high school I did the musical, so I could do some stage acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out, yada, yada, yada. It was like a 5-day thing. I got immediately picked up by some agents. Went back home. They were all like, you got to come out here immediately.
Where are you
Fashion
from?
Week, North Carolina.
Okay.
So I got picked up by some agents, so blah, blah, blah. I moved back out to LA like 2 weeks later. Packed up all my shit. Was over there. It was all on a whim.
You were 18 or something, right?
18. And
$500 in your pocket.
Yeah, $500 in my pocket. So I started going out on a couple little acting things, but I didn't like it. It felt inappropriate to be trying to act when I hadn't had any proper training,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I come from a background of a lot of classical training, like opera, musical theater, ballet, like every form of art I've always had the proper training for it, so I didn't want to try it. So I just did modeling for a while. Then that, like through that world, kind of found acting, kind of liked it, dabbled, and then when I really like got an opportunity to be on camera, I realized, oh, this is actually really this is actually really fun, and I can do this, and that became my love. And then a little while after, I had a friend of mine, and I was kind of in a rut. I was just kind of floating around, not really having a purpose, still modeling, hated it, kind of wanted to get into acting, didn't really know how, I didn't like my agents. And I had a friend who has another friend who's a manager at Untitled. So he sends, long story. So he sends my picture, like some modeling photos to him, says, would you like to meet her? He goes, all right, sure, yeah, I'll meet her.
Did Untitled get you a CAA?
Untitled, and then after I had like a 3-hour meeting with him, I just talked to him about my life, everything, and they were like, there's so many things that I think you're right for. He was like, I want to introduce someone at CAA. Introduced me at someone at CAA, said the same thing, then introduced me to the 2 comedy gods over there, Jason Hayman and Dave Bugliari, and they were just like, so many things are right for you. Let's get going immediately.
Nice.
And that's where Project X kind of came in, and then it was just like...
And that's when you swooped in around
all
the people.
Yeah. I feel bad about what I had to be done, but
who cares? Why? I wouldn't feel bad.
It's on my throat, baby. People are going to hate me for it. I mean, they already hated me.
There's enough jobs out there for us all.
Well, not all the leading ones, right?
That's true, but we're only talking about those.
So of all the auditions you guys have gone to, what's the worst ones that you've had?
One, that's great. There's one. It was back when I was modeling. It was a commercial audition, and this fucking asshole tried to get real emotion out of you, so they were started poking at personal shit. My father passed away when I was 15 years old, and the chick was like, now imagine you see your father, and he's looking at you, and you're looking at him, and she was like, on the floor. And I was just like, so like, oh man, I left there, I called up the agent at the time. Such a loser agent.
That's probably my agent right now.
Told him what happened. We won't say any names. Told him what happened, and he was like, that's messed up. And that's about it. And I was like, I hate you. That was some fucked up shit.
I hate commercial auditions.
I haven't done them in so long. Fuck that.
I love commercial residuals.
Oh, yeah.
I was much younger, which makes it even more difficult because, you know, more vulnerable. And I was told that I was never going to act again and that I was just a pretty face.
Was this here or L.A.?
And I was in L.A.,
yeah.
And it was funny because then I got a call back and I'm supposed to go back in to this casting director that literally just told me that I'm just a pretty face and I'm never going to act. How in the hell am I supposed to, like, carry
face
myself?
This person.
So, exactly. So, I told my agent at the time, there's no way I'm going back in, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, she's begged you. She's literally apologized. I'm like, she hasn't apologized to me, though. She said, supposedly, she showed that tape to her director. And he saw something in me or something. And she had to go crawling back to my agent begging me to come back in. So I did. I didn't get the part, but she definitely apologized.
And what would your advice to actors be?
Don't do it.
That's really good advice, actually.
To be honest, actors are a dime a million. Like, it's so difficult, and people, it's their dream, you know. It seems like a very glamorous lifestyle, and there are aspects of that that are very true. Yeah, and there are other aspects.
There's like three
like this
aspects
right now.
Yeah.
How glamorous is this?
Oh yeah, look
this
at us.
This is a blast. We're having so much fun.
Yeah, this is glamorous.
But there's no alcohol in that either, so we're not having much fun.
No, I believe you.
Okay. Just saying.
So we don't have that much fun.
I know
plenty of people that, they're like what Kirby said, never give up, but they don't have the talent, and they waste their lives when they could be, taking advantage of their youth and doing something else that they can do, that they're born to do. I really think that actors are born to act, that you can either do it or you can't. No amount of acting classes can help you if you weren't born with that ability.
Some people, it's a hobby, and they just keep doing it.
Yeah, but they really think they're going to make it, and it's very sad to see people waste their lives that way.
Thanks, guys, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.